Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. I want us to spend a few minutes to just thank God for His mercies, His love, and His presence in our life. Indeed, if it had not been the Lord who had been on our side, there would be many but and ifs. But thank God for His mercies. I want us to pray and just commit the gathering into the hands of a living God. And I want us to pray that what God has in store for us, we would all receive. And as we are praying, we just also want to lift anyone who is in pain or is going through any form of distraction that God would restore. Heavenly Father, we come before You today with hearts open, minds ready, and spirits longing for Your guidance. Please, Lord, teach us to learn not on our own and not to lean on our own understanding, but to trust fully in You. Please help us depend on Your word, You on every step of our way, in every decision that we make, in every moment of our lives. Fill us with Your peace, Your strength, and Your unwavering presence. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to open our conversation with an open thought in a story. Have we ever, tried to carry a load that was too heavy than we thought? Maybe it was a financial burden, or maybe it was a broken relationship, or perhaps a career struggle, or what about our even the daily pressures we face in life? I do remember in a meeting, a young woman I met who had just lost her job. She had children to take care of, bills to pay, but it was piling up. No idea where help would have come from. She tried to figure everything out on her own, staying up late overnight, worrying herself sick. But just one day, as she sat quietly by her desk, she realized something profound. She wasn't meant to carry it alone. There was just a whisper to her heart, "Cast all your cares on Me, for I care for you." I tell you the truth, that day, this lady stopped trying to fix everything herself and started depending on God. Miraculously, doors opened, new employment opportunities, reconciliation in her home, and a renewed sense of peace. Dearly beloved, let me ask you, how often do we try to walk alone, thinking we can handle life without God? How often do we carry the load that we never intended to bear it alone? I'll take a minute to define the theme that we're talking about. Depending always on God. Depending always on God. That is the theme I'm speaking on this afternoon. To depend on God means to acknowledge our limitations and to trust that His wisdom, timing, and power are greater than our own. To depend on God is to surrender our control and stepping out of faith and leaning on His promises rather than our circumstances. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. One of my powerful scriptures I lean on when things do not go the way I always want is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And I have encouraged us in the past to think about this scripture and consider that to be our own too. Because when we take a leap of faith on the word of God and believe that which God has said, it does us good. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." I like what Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 also says. "Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Hallelujah. These two scriptures are just a reminder to us that our words on a page, they are a promise that God is sufficient. God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses. That the Christian walk is not about dependence, and it's about total dependence on him. I will try to do certain things on my own as a person, but if I call on God, if I lean on his promises, if I depend on God, he will make a way where there seems to be no way. I just want to remind us this afternoon the need for us to depend on God, not to depend on our resources, not depend on our strength, not to depend on the things that we see. In today's world that we live in, independence is glorified. We're told to handle life ourselves. We're told to do things self-made. We're told not to rely on anyone but ourselves. But according to Scripture, the truth which Scripture puts is, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but except through me." That moment we try to walk without God, we stumble and fall. That moment we try to do things on our own, we become paralyzed. The moment we begin to think that we alone can fix it or make things work, that's when we grow weary. And when we risk missing his blessings, life becomes full of trials. And life begins full of uncertainties. And life turns into burdens that are too heavy for human strength alone. And that's why it is important to depend on God. And it is not an optional, because for with God, all things are possible. Let me share with you another story that is of my own. In the early part of my call to ministry, I was faced with a personal project I couldn't manage alone, and I realized that I would need a community outreach program to serve and to help to reach out the children in the area I lived. The tasks were overwhelming to me. The volunteers were limited, and the budget was insufficient. I thought for a moment, and I said, maybe I should step back. But then I prayed and asked God for directions. And he reminded me, "Son, my grace is sufficient for you. When you depend on me, I will give you the guidance. And I will direct you. And I will make a provision available for you." The program not only succeeded, but it exceeded expectations. That experience taught me that depending on God always brings results far beyond that which our minds can imagine. For the Bible says, "For eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor hands have even touched that which I have in store for those who put their trust in me." Dearly beloved, I'm only encouraging you to trust not on yourself, not to trust even in systems around us, because things that man has made, they can break down. The only thing that is more dependable is to trust in God. The other time I took a dollar bill, and as I was looking at this dollar bill, my eyes got a glimpse on the statement, "In God we trust." And as I look at that statement, I said to myself, the founding fathers might have seen something that no man has ever seen. So they realized that they can only draw strength from the God in heaven. This God in heaven cares more than human being will care for you. Whom would you trust? It is my prayer that you and I would be like the founding fathers, and we would say, in God we trust. Trust this God, because this God would not abandon you. Trust in this God, because this God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Trust in this God, because this God will always direct your steps. The key to make a successful living is to hold on to the truth of his word. Dependent on God is not weakness, it is wisdom. So if you see somebody who says, I depend on God, then that person is practicing wisdom. It is the strength to walk through trials, the courage to face uncertainty, and the peace that rests in his only timing. The Bible says, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. Man may come with promises that look so enticing, but if you learn to depend on this God, his promises, they are yea and amen to it. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Take a moment this afternoon and begin to look at the areas of your life. Are you trying to take control alone? Where have you resisted trusting God fully? Reflect on those places and mentally hand them over to God. God says in his word,
Joseph Aqua, I will
be with you. I will direct you and I will make a way for you. Let me guide your steps this afternoon. That's what God is saying. I want to provide for your needs and I'll carry your burdens. Just depend on me and I'll position you for success. Beloved, this is what this God can do for us. This God never fails and will never disappoint us. I want to encourage you to practice each day with prayer. I said, practice each day with prayer. Surrender your plans to God. Memorize a scripture that reminds you to trust in him, like Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Identify any area of your life this week and today where you are trying to manage alone and ask God to take control. I say, ask God to take what? Control over every activity in your life. And I want to remind you, don't wait on big things before you celebrate. Celebrate small victories where God provides. Keep a journal of his faithfulness and tell God that if you were able to do small things for me, you are able to do big things as well. For our God never fails. He never sleeps and he never slumber. This is the God who has called us. If you feel you are weighed down this afternoon, if you feel you have been trying to walk alone, today is your moment. Come to the altar. Lay your burdens at his feet and declare, Lord, I choose to depend on you in everything, in every area of my life. I surrender my plan, my fears, my life to you. Let your will be done in my way. Beloved, I know a man. His name is the great I am. I know a man. He died on a shameful cross. I know a man who says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good fruit of the land. I don't know what you are going through. I don't want to pretend that I have answers, because I have my own struggle and I'm crying to this God. Lord, have mercy on me. When we cry aloud to this God, he will come through for us. He will direct us. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Beloved, I want you to pause for a moment and ask yourself, am I depending on this God? Am I fully depending on this God? Am I relying on his strength alone? Because arm of flesh will fail me. So I will surrender to this God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears me and he allows me, I'll come in and eat with him. For many are called, but few are chosen. Would you allow this God to be the God over your life? Would you surrender all to him? Let God be God and let this God lead, guide, and direct you. And he will make a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.